Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Many Americans are in total ignorance insofar as events are concerned which will affect their lives. I'm talking about prophetic events dealing with the relationship between the United States of America and the European power bloc. The mass media over here in this country doesn't even report about these things. They talk about all kinds of other things, and then they have their panel of experts, and they talk these things to death, and they are, comparatively speaking, of no importance. However, what is really important, you won't find. You won't find on CNN, on MSNBC, ABC, NBC, Fox, whatever it might be. They are not reporting about what's important because they don't understand themselves. The Bible would tell them, but of course they don't believe in the Bible. Now, the security conference in Munich this year is a prime example. This conference showed, beyond a shadow of a doubt, how serious and how bad the relationship is between Europe and the United States of America. And as I said, the American mass media hardly talked about it. I dare to say that most Americans don't even know that a security conference took place in Europe and what it all meant. But the European press did talk about it quite a bit. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle, dated February 16. I like to read to you some of the events which took place and how it all relates to what I'm saying today. It says, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg grew increasingly exasperated as he batted away different versions of the same question, do you really think that Trump believes in NATO? Every time I speak to President Trump, he tells me that he likes NATO, he told one reporter, to a flutter of incredulous laughter. And then it goes on to say that in her remarkably fired-up speech, German Chancellor Angela Merkel rebuked the spirit of Trumpism to a rush of audible excitement in the room, half of which stood up to applaud. And then in contrast, they talk about the speech by Mike Pence. And it says here, at times he sounded like he was carrying out an order. And then they talk about the fact that when he brought greetings from President Trump, I am reading now from the AFP, dated February 18, it says, an awkward moment, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said he was bringing greetings from Trump only to be met with stony silence from a room full of national leaders, ministers, and generals. And he only got modest applause, it says, when he spoke about Iran and the fact that, the way he put it, Europeans are trying to undermine U.S. sanctions against this murderous regime. But what is really important is the evaluation of the relationship between the United States of America and Europe. Deutsche Welle wrote that the contrast between these two speeches clearly illustrated, talking about the speech by Merkel and the speech by Pence, just how strained the transatlantic relationship is at the moment. Strained. AFP wrote, President Mike Pence, when he spoke, and then Merkel, when he spoke, it showed the deep transatlantic rift in the era of President Donald Trump. But the British paper, The Times, made it even more clear. On February 19, they wrote, relations between the U.S. and Europe have now slumped to their worst level since the start of the Iraq War, and I might add, actually, since World War II. Now, why is that so? Why do we have this terrible relationship? Now, some say, well, let's just wait until Donald Trump is no longer the president, and then the relationship will get better. They are totally mistaken. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the Americans don't understand it, most don't understand it. because they believe in American superiority. They don't believe that anything could harm them. But the Bible tells you differently. The Bible tells you that the European superpower, as it is emerging, will attack the United States of America in a nuclear war, will destroy it. Most Americans don't believe that to be possible. But the Bible says it is possible. It's going to happen. And we have been telling you these things for decades. And we are seeing the beginning of these developments now. And that is why it's so critically important that we pay attention to what is happening in Europe and insofar as the relationship between Europe and America is concerned. Because it is getting worse. And you, whoever you are listening to me now, will be affected. I'm not talking about events which took place in 50 or 100 years from now. I'm talking about events which are going to take place very, very soon. We have prepared a free booklet, Europe in Prophecy. Europe in Prophecy. But the subheading is the unfolding of end time events. Because, my friends, we are living in the end times. And these things are going to happen very, very soon. It is going to be the great tribulation which Christ talks about, which is going to start when the European superpower attacks the United States of America and destroys it. That's how the Great Tribulation will start. And Christ says, unless these days shall be shortened and would be shortened, no flesh would survive. And he is going to return to cut it short. But before that is going to happen, these terrible things are going to occur. But God also tells you that you are in a position where you can be protected. America as a whole is not going to repent. They are not going to repent of their terrible sins. They are not going to change their ways. So these things are going to happen. They are inevitable. But it doesn't have to affect you. You can be protected if you are worthy in the eyes of God. That is why you need this important booklet on Europe in Prophecy. It tells you what's going to happen. It also tells you why. And it tells you what you can do individually about it for your own personal life. So please ask for a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.